Good morning and welcome back to Dante Blog's Morning Coffee Podcast. Hope you have a great morning, great day, maybe a cup of coffee. And today, this is a Sunday, so it's a bit of a weekend bonus again. We had sort of planned having a break, but there are just too many fun things to share. So we got two replies. Like we'd been working on Paradiso and especially the part with the ending of the sun, and we sent out a few emails. And then we got two replies, and we're going to look at one of them today. And then after that, we're going to go through a little bit more, a few more tercets from Canto 15. But the two replies was from one in Italy and one in America. So the Italian is Giuseppe Barzaghi. So he is a Dominican priest, and he has a degree in philosophy from the Catholic University of Milan and theology from the University of St. Thomas in Rome, and he teaches fundamental theology and dogmatics at the Theological Faculty of Emilia-Romagna and theoretical philosophy at the Dominican Philosophical Studio in Bologna. So we're going to look at his response first, and then the other one for maybe tomorrow is from Dr. Philip Carey, Phil Carey. He is a professor of philosophy at Eastern University in St. Davis, Pennsylvania, and he also has BA in English Literature Philosophy from Washington University, and also MA in Philosophy and PhD in Philosophy and Religious Studies from Yale University. So, but first we're going to then look at the Dominican priest in Bologna, and he's also one of our favorites. We also quoted some passages from him earlier this week about the roots of divinity and indicate, and like the dik, which is light or illumination, and he's been kind of one of our favorites, favorite persons to look at, like videos also in Italian. So he's just super clear, beautiful, his whole theology. So we asked about the appearing angels as potentially being angels, like these lights that are a bit mysterious. So he's his thoughts on this was the following. So he says that, unfortunately, I am not a specialist in Dante's dettato, meaning like the Dante's dictates, Dante's writings. I am not in a position to have a secure or like a definitive position, interpretive position around your question. At a glance, I would dare to say that maybe these subsistences, indeterminate, that are appearing, kind of affacciano, meaning then that they're like facciata is same as face. It comes from facade, like the front. So these lights are then like enfronting themselves gradually, like a third circle could be the souls of those. This is a really beautiful point. The souls of those who have the capacity to reconcile the reason with the Dominicans and the affection with the Franciscans, which is the poets. And then Dante, who is recognizing this or such, out of his own humility, will not declare them such or say that they are such. And he is leaving them in their light, like proper and improper, meaning the way Dante describes him, at the, like the stars appearing in the twilight. Like he says that they both seem to be and they seem not to be. And then this together is that, so I'm quoting more here, is that of the metaphor itself. You need the lucidity of reason to interpret and the intensity of passion to devise or to, literally it means to out-cognizize something. So you need the passion to make them appear, manifest as meaning, the metaphors to make them kind of grow out as something tangible that you can actually learn something from, kind of make them understandable. And then he just finishes with the sentence that, but I realize that this is a dream of mine only in this dormiveglia mattino, meaning like this this sleepy morning. That is just like, so this is something he dreams of now, this sleepy morning. And he ends with this little emoji with this little halo on top. So this is such a nice, I mean, the main thing to notice here is that, so this person, priest and philosopher, theologian, what he is saying is exactly what Dante repeats over and over, which is about unifying things. So his response there is about, like, how can we unify? How can these third lights being a unification of the light of the reason and the intensity of the passion together? So this is just perfect in terms of the overall way of thinking and framework from Dante. And then when it comes to specifically, like, my idea of that they might also be, probably they mean several things. They might allude to this, to the souls of the resurrected blessed souls when they get their bodies, because they will be more grateful and they will have even a higher level of grace and divinity in them. It could be that. It could be something like this. And then my idea is that it might represent also at a deeper, like more mystical level, the forces of the powers, the angelical beings of this sphere, like those energies, forces that stand for creation in itself, and that these are the ones that are at some point going to start appearing and actually make this happen and create this part of the ongoing process of creation. So, but it was a super beautiful response, and we are still a little bit in shock almost that he took the time to read the email, to actually look into it and write this beautiful response. So we'll see how we're going to follow this one up, and there's so many ways, like avenues from here, so it's a huge inspiration to just keep working on this. Okay, so that was the first response on our like current Dante Paradiso work and kind of research in that sense. And then we're going to look at Canto 15 and this first encounter with a pilgrim and this soul that is coming down from this light cross in the skies, or in the deep again of the sphere of Mars, from the tip of one arm into the center down and approaches him. And then we had last time that this soul, this light, has one tercet in Latin, and then he also gives the thanks to like the pilgrim is then turning to Beatrice, and then in Beatrice's eyes, the spiritual life, the divine wisdom, he sees really the source deep of his own glory and his own paradise. So next tercet is in Italian. Indi a udire e a veder giocondo giunse lo spirito al suo principio cose, che io non lo intesi, si parlò profondo. So he says, therefore, like listening and looking joyfully, the spirit, this light, is now returning to his principal things, like principio causa, which could mean, or probably means, different things. You can interpret this, but it could both mean literally that he is returning to what he started saying with the Latin tercet, and it's also like the soul is returning to the first causes, like the deepest truths, the metaphysics and the theology at the deep, at the very root of the first things. And then the pilgrim says here that I am not understanding. Yes, as he talks so profoundly. So now we're back to this topic that divine wisdom is moving at times here, like way beyond our capacity to understand. And Dante becomes explicit here when he says, ne per elezion mi si nascosa, like not out of choice it is hidden from me, ma per necessità, but out of necessity, che il suo concetto al segno di mortal si sopraposa. That, or because, his concept, what now this soul is talking about, in the sign of the mortals, kind of the image of the mortals, the within the frame, the capacity of us as humans, si sopraposa, like it overpositions itself. So the concept, what he's now talking about, is just above the limitations, the capacity of our thinking. E quando l'arco del ardente affetto fu si sfogato, and when the arc of his burning affection was then vented, or like this, it was almost like the steam was let off, or he is kind of has this soul is going through, just like expressing all his burning affection and the deep, deep topics at a level that the pilgrim cannot understand. It says there then, che il parlare discese in ver lo segno del nostro intelletto. So when this first very intense expression and talking is passing, like finishing, then the talking is descending, or it's lowering itself towards the sign of our intellect, within the capacity of our understanding. La prima cosa che per me s'intese, like the first thing that for me was understood, benedetto sia tu, fu trino e uno che nel mio seme se tanto cortese. So blessed are you, like blessed art thou, triune and one, who in my seed is so, or is such gracious, kind, courteous. Meaning just like he's just saying like a tribute, or like a praise to the divine, that you are blessed as you are so present in my seeds. E seguì, grato e lontano digiuno, tratto leggendo del magno volume dove non si muta mai bianco né bruno. So, and he continued. So, this language he's using is very fascinating because it's both archaic and also very clear and bright and poetic. So, from this soul, which is his great-great-grandfather, and we already got the hint here now when he says, well, my blood, and he says now my seed. So we see where he's going with this. But he says that he continues that grateful and distant, or kind of far away appetite or hunger, being like drawn, reading from the great, the big volume, where none, like not see changes ever, the white or the bright, nor the dark. Meaning then that he has, this soul has a wish which has been there for a very long time. It's kind of a grateful wish that he wants to happen one day. And he's drawn this from just seeing into divinity itself, like the big volume, the big book, in which the good and the bad never changes, meaning then like the inferno and the paradiso, like the vices, the virtues, the eternal truths about how you exercise your will, the consequences of this, which things are destructive, which things are constructive, positive, generative, and these dynamics is then the whole one of those overall premises and suggestions, or more than that, is more like what Dante is really trying to express with the comedy. It's like these things are eternal, and like these are the transcendent truths that have to be the bigger framework for relating to reality. And then the soul continues, solvuto ai figlio dentro questo lume, like resolved you have, child, inside of this light, in che io ti parlo, in which I am speaking to you. There's a little detail here that his great-great-grandfather is now saying that, like, I am talking to you within this light. Just a reminder that his spirit, his soul is really inside the light, and then the light is shining out of it. And then we know from just the last few cantos that this is really because of the grace, the vision of the divine, and then you get the love of being, the carità, the charity, and then that creates this enormous radiance of light. And he continues, Merce di colei, like gratefulness to her, che all'alto volo ti vesti le piume, who for the high flight you clothed the feathers. So, like, thank you to Beatrice, vested you, who clothed you in this, or gave you these feathers of the wings that has made you capable of flying up into the heavens. And then a few more. Tu credi che a me tuo pensier mei da quel che è primo? So you think that for me, your thoughts are coming from that which is primary, meaning then from the source, from divinity. Così come raia da lun se si conosce il cinque e il sei. This one is very interesting. So he says, in the same way as rays from the one, if you know the one, the five and the six. So the usual interpretation here is that you could, like, the unity of it all, divinity, contains everything. So, like, in the one unity is contained also a five and a six. And then you might wonder, well, exactly why five and six? Why is it not three and four? Why is it not seven, eight, or on two different random numbers? So I haven't found any specific suggestion on this in the commentaries, but there's a big question whether Dante knew Hebrew numerology or not, because five is the number of grace, and then six is the number of the human person, humanity. So if you look at it like this, he would say then that if you as a person know divinity, know like the number one, then out of that radiates both grace and human souls that know, are filled with the grace because they know the divinity. So there might be something here about this. If Dante knew numerology, the Hebrew, it's even more likely that this is the reason why he chose five and six. Especially because this is the sphere of the spiritual warriors, those who are like bringing and sharing the light into the shadows where people are hiding from it. And also about the courage to both spread the light and the courage to tackle obstacles, difficulties, and making yourself sort of an active vessel for the spiritual light. And that could tie well into this idea of the five and the six, the grace and humans radiating out from the divine, if humans know the divine. And there's also a side point here that Dante is slowly, carefully moving towards a very big point, which is that Dante as a person is explaining a big part of his motivation for writing the comedy. Like what Dante in himself, like how he sees the act of writing the comedy, is exactly this stuff. That he is writing the comedy to spread the light as kind of a spiritual warrior, to increase the amount of divine insight and the good in the world in a larger sense, to make people happy and to make cultures and society more healthy, and to align humanity with divinity, with the transcendent truth. So all of this is kind of, in a sense, packed into these words. And then, e però che io mi sia e parch'io paia più gaudioso a te, non mi domandi. So, and then who I am and why I appear more joyous to you, do not ask me. Che alcun altro in questa turbo gaia, more than anyone else in this crowd, joyful. Meaning that this soul is more joyful than any other soul in the whole, like all of these thousands of lights of blessed souls in the cross. And he says that, don't ask me who I am or why I seem like the most happy one. And then, tu credi il vero. So now he goes back to what he says before, that like to the pilgrim, that you think that I can see your thoughts in the divine. And now he says, you are thinking the truth. Tu credi il vero. Che i minori e grandi di questa vita, minor nello speglio in che prima che pensi il pensier pandi. This is a beautiful one. So, like the truth is then that the small and the big of this life, meaning the blessed life, the souls in Paradiso, can gaze, can see into the mirror, meaning then divinity again, in which before you think, the thoughts are manifested. So another powerful image, that in this mirror, in the divine source, the thoughts are being manifested, constructed, revealed before you as a person think them. So they're already there before you are conscious of it, in a sense. And then just two more tersets. Ma perché il sacro amore in che io veglio con perpetuità vista? Like, but because of the sacred love in which I want in perpetuity gaze or look, and che mi asseta di dolce desiar, and which is making me thirsty with a sweet desire, santempio meglio, to fulfill this better. La voce tua sicura, balda e lieta, like your confident, secure voice, boldly and happily, suoni la volontà, suoni il desio, like sound or say your will or the want, and say, sound the desire, meaning then the question. A che la mia risposta è già decreta. To which my response is already decreed, or is already made, it's already approved of, it already has the blessing. So this light is just saying to fulfill, to make even better, like the sacred love in which I want to look at like all day long, to even increase this and to fulfill this desire, just please express your questions, because this is what is supposed to happen, and this is already, it has the blessing, and this soul really wants this to happen. So it's a very strong form of just saying that, please ask me your questions, I would love to answer. This is a part of the plan. This is also what will increase both your blessing, your understanding, and also my own, kind of implied in what this soul is saying. Okay, so that was 11 tersets, and this is really then about the first interaction, the conversation, which is about to happen, but like the opening speech of his great-great-grandfather, Caccia Guida. And again, it's just, in a way, astonishing how Dante is creating an atmosphere in this speech of a very, both like a transcendent voice, in a sense, and also like a bit old one, a bit archaic, but also living and again, bright and joyful. And if you just think of like last few cantos, you have like how Dante is creating atmospheres through the voice of different souls there. Like you have Aquinas for a while, then you get Bonaventure, and then Aquinas is back, and now you get Caccia Guida. And they're so distinct and so different, and it's so forceful. Like the thoughts, the emotion, the spiritual kind of fabric, or the spiritual experience that Dante is creating through these different ways of using just his poetry and his language and the words, and what these words tap into. And it's also like maybe like a final thought for this part is that Dante is really now moving to something very personal. You can almost feel that this, we are touching almost like into Dante's own soul here, as his own courage and his own again, like this spiritual, like reaching out, spreading the light as this kind of warrior courage, motivation, aspiration from these angelic beings as well in this sphere. But this is really something that Dante is very preoccupied with. He writes this when he's in his early 50s, probably. So this is kind of he's moving towards the crowning moment of his life work as a poet. And then what he's pointing to here is really like, where does he get the motivation? What is the source of his whole endeavor here? And then you can just feel that there's an enormously forceful energy, spirit of Dante in between the lines of this poetry. Okay, so I think we're going to wrap it up here. And that was just all for today with some words from Giuseppe Barzaghi and then these words from Caccia Guida in Canto 15 in Paradiso. So with that, hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought, maybe some inspiration as well. And as always, hope some you enjoyed some of this and see you next time.